This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He is here. It is time for Ask Adam Anything. We want more phone calls. We want more text. 651-989-9226. Adam, this text. I'm going hunting tomorrow because November 4th, Joe Biden is going to come and take my gun.
Yeah.
When is Joe Biden coming for your guns,
big,
Adam Carr?
Big spending liberals taking guns. Joe Biden's America.
Again, there's a commercial that is running that apparently he's going to be knocking at the door just like Obama did. Wait a minute. No, he didn't.
Yeah. No. Think about that one. How often Obama was going to take the guns. Nothing happened. We can't even have an honest conversation about it where, yes, we spend plenty of time in mental health. Yes, we spend plenty of time in enforcing in a much better way the laws we have, but also trying to look and see if we can adjust some things. Adam, would you take this bet? A 20-foot putt, and if you make it, it's $1 million. Let's go tax-free, too. If you miss it, 2 years in prison, 2 years in the big house, 2 years in the sneezer.
No. Even though, actually, this summer I played more than I have.
Dialed in?
Not dialed in, but the best part of my game, I think, was my putting. No. That 2 years is a long time. You talk about the yips, too. I mean,
I'm not sure you'd do it for a 5-foot putt.
That's what I'm saying. It might even be worse. You'd be thinking about that sneezer, man, and your roommate.
Who is your roommate? I suppose your roommate is a big spending liberal.
Big money liberals.
Cook, you quit golf because it drove you to anger and frustration.
Yes, it did.
Same scenario. $1 million, 2 years in prison, distance on the putt for you to follow up.
No chance. Nope.
Okay, so it's like 6 inches, and you're still out.
Nope, because I would overthink that thing to the point where I'd knock it 3 feet by beyond the hole, and no, not worth it.
Ask Adam Anything. I have a number of flannel shirts hanging in my closet that I've not worn in a while. Is flannel out or is it still in?
I don't think flannel has ever been out in this part of the country. I guess it hasn't been as popular as it has been. I think the hipster vibe brought flannel back in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think flannel's always been solid. You cannot go wrong. Take them out, wear them with pride.
Approximately how many flannel shirts do you have?
Fewer than I used to. I have only got like a couple right now, but I always, no matter what store I'm in, I'm always stopping by the flannel and just kind of admiring.
You want to tell Jenna's nickname story?
Yes, we did have an employee here at one of our other stations who was a DJ, and she was young. And she liked to imbibe in the nightlife, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she always wore flannel. So Jenna, in what I think is unquestionably the greatest nickname ever given to anyone inside this building, called her the Flannel Hangover.
Yeah. Because she'd have the hat pulled down.
Yeah.
She'd have the glass, no contacts, the glasses, and if you saw her in the hallway, there'd be kind of a mumble or so.
Yeah.
And normally was just a very, very friendly person. It also was probably the only nickname Jenna gave to someone that we can actually say on the air on WCCO radio.
Yeah.
Adam, which character was funnier from Bill Murray? Carl Spackler or Big Earn McCracken?
I think my instinct tells me that it's Big Earn McCracken just because he kind of had an edge to him and it was...
Mm-hmm.
But I think we failed, and I know you. We know how you feel about Caddyshack. You think it's overrated, do you not?
No.
Oh, just Chevy Chase. Okay.
I just think Chevy.
Okay.
I think our world would have been better if once he was born, if he was sucked off the and sent to Venus. He's just not a funny person.
I think that
he's an awful person by all accounts.
We it's so ubiquitous as the Bill Murray Carl. It's in the hole.
Yes,
that is. I think we fail to appreciate how great a character that is. I was thinking the same thing about music today, driving in, and I heard a song. It was Oye Como Va by Santana.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And I think there are certain songs that are just so popular, and you even classic rock songs that have been played so much that you kind of don't consider them as great songs, but they truly are great songs, like Oye Como Va.
You want to give us a little version of that?
Oye, como va? It was a live version, too, so it was really good.
Oh,
but, you know, like, I think Stairway to Heaven, because everybody says, you know, it's like the go-to Stairway to Heaven. But Stairway to Heaven is a great song.
And you were there, and you were the closer, and then that happened. Adam, why do we have so many pine siskins at our bird feeder?
Poof. Pine siskin? I'm not familiar.
I'm not familiar. Where's Jim Gilbert?
It's a bird.
Come on.
Pine siskin. Okay, I'm looking at it. The pine siskin is a North American bird.
Good-looking bird.
In the finch family. Oh, great scientific name. Spinus pinus. Or spinus pinus. You got to be careful with that one.
Yeah, watch yourself. I think you suffered from that issue in college. A little amoxicillin helped you out.
Yeah, just kind of a finch. I wonder why that is. I wonder if there's a... the weather that has changed.
You're
rarely
stumped, but this is a time when you're perplexed.
I'm perplexed. I'd like to find out the answer to it.
Mike is mobile. Mike, go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hey, Adam, I got a question. A man and a woman are having a relationship, and they're planning on getting married. Should they avoid the temptations of the flesh before they get married? And if so, for how long?
That is an interesting question. And as much as my grandmother, were she alive today, I would say no. I think...
Are you hinting that your grandmother loved premarital sex?
Was that a hint? Don't talk about Verna like that.
No, don't go after Nana.
Nana.
Sorry. Nana. Oh, excuse me.
Well, that is. Some are Nanas, some are Nanas. She was a Nana.
Yeah. Would she get defensive if you called her Nana versus Nana?
She'd punch you
Nana?
Right in the face. She would punch you. Actually, she passed away in 2003, and she was I miss her every single day. She was that important
awesome.
To me. But
she's that great.
Yeah, she was not down with getting down before the vows. But I think we're in a day and age where, I mean, if you are that person that believes that you wait until marriage, mm-hmm. good on you.
Sure.
Just think that I think for others it's...
it's kind of important.
It's important.
It's important. It's also important to figure out if you click.
Sure.
You know, so to speak.
Well, yeah.
That could be a problem if it doesn't to work to your satisfaction, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of an expert in that area, right? I thought you want to share a little more.
Into the, the weird stuff? Yeah, I'm down with that.
We'll get to the weird stuff when we come back. Hopefully we're not going to involve Nana in the conversation.
You leave my Nana out of this.
Okay, well... Dan's got some stories he tells me that he's going to share. I don't know why, but he's going to share some Nana stories. 651-989-9226. More of Ask Adam Anything on the home of the Twins, CCO. Plenty more time for more of Ask Adam Anything.
I think Pine Siskin would be a great name for like an outdoorsman. Hunting with Pine Siskin.
Or like a radio show.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to have a standalone hunting show, and the character's name is Pine Siskin. Close circuit to the third floor. I bet you could sell that one.
Oh yeah, I'll be Pine Siskin.
This isn't like Tubin, is it?
No.
I just want to make sure.
Be careful there. Sue Keeter says the Pine Siskins are here due to a smaller than usual crop of seeds in their normal winter grounds. Also watch for evening grosbeaks and maybe red poles.
Oh, thank you, Sue.
Chris Conrad says there's so many Pine Siskins at the feeder because they're hungry.
Who can blame them?
Right.
Do you have a bird feeder?
I do not.
We do. Although the squirrels get to the bird feeder. We're amused. Carla, who set up the bird feeder, she's not as amused. I like the effort the squirrels are going to pursue the food. Survival of the fittest. Let's go. Let's get to one of our save calls on our voicemail. Any point you'd like to leave a voicemail? 612-370-0696. Here's caller number one.
Adam, good afternoon. I'd like to ask you a two-part question. First, your thoughts on breakfast. I'd like to hear you rank the following breakfast items: pancakes, waffles, and your choice of a breakfast sandwich. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. And second, more seriously, I'd love to hear your thoughts on, do you think that the media has actually underplayed the White House shutting down numerous mailboxes and towing away mail vehicles in the cloak of darkness like the Baltimore Colts? Love to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Wow. What a combination of questions.
That is very alarming. I'll take the second one first because I did see some more evidence, too, of a slowdown in even first-class mail. So that is very concerning.
And before, just jump on that briefly, we've talked about this on air, and we've received just an endless amount of texts from people saying something definitely has changed the last couple months.
Yeah. Second breakfast, this one is easy. Sandwich number one. Breakfast sandwich number one. I'm going to go.
What's in your breakfast sandwich?
Oh, boy. Probably, you know, like a. First of all, I like on a croissant. A croissant.
Of course you do.
A muffin. Biscuits, nah. I don't like breakfast biscuits.
Ooh, but you like biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and
don't
gravy.
You?
Oh, yeah. Solid.
Healthy. Really healthy.
But. Maybe like an egg or a turkey sausage to make it a little healthier. Egg white and turkey sausage. A little avocado, maybe.
Oh, listen, and some thick-cut bacon. Pants here. Honestly, does Jeeves make it for you, too? Or
Coleman. Please, Coleman. I'm going to go waffles, 2, and pancakes, 3.
French toast is 1, correct?
Yes. Well, no, French toast is second behind the sandwich.
Oh.
I'm an egg guy. I'm a ham and egger.
We just go through volumes of eggs. We are an egg house here.
I eat probably four or five a day.
French toast is number one for me. I'm going to say the breakfast sandwich is 2, then the pancakes, and close circuit to Pete Najarian.
Yes.
A distant fourth, the waffle. The waffle's at the kids' table, Pete. At the kids' table.
You know what? Even at the Holiday Inn or wherever you're staying, you get the waffle maker that 15 people are in line for. Who waits 20 minutes to get a waffle?
And they think they're Andrew Zimmer. Just make your damn waffle. Okay, let's go. This isn't home. Diana, as always, is
getting worried. Thank you.
Yes, let's go.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
First, Chad, I'd like to say welcome back.
Thank you so
much. And my question for Adam is if he's a coffee drinker.
Yes, I love coffee. I drink too
much. Have you ever ground your own beans?
I have. We had a...
It's kind of a personal question, isn't it?
Of course he is.
I used to a lot more than I do now, but anywho. Yes, we had a little bean grinder, and we were doing that for a while, but then it's so tough to clean the thing out. You know, it gets all the beans, you know, on that little thing. And
yeah.
So I just, you know.
What is your favorite kind of bean?
You know, I like flavored coffee, so I like hazelnut coffee or dark roast, you know.
To this guy? I mean, he's got his avocado, he's got his croissant, he's got his flavored coffee. Remember this guy years ago, Cook? I mean, I'm just, you know, Mr. South St. Paul, they just come on in.
Tough guy.
Tough guy down. Didn't I say that one time? Just give me a cup of coffee. Don't get any of that crap in it.
Give me some Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you, Diana. Real quick, Lutefisk, yes or no?
I've had it twice. First time was all right. Second time, no. So I'm back.
Corned beef hash with fried eggs, yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Oh, it's really, really good. I think it was an excellent Ask Adam Anything. How about you?
Yes, hit or miss. Wow.
Big spending liberal. Adam Carter couldn't get the answers that people wanted.
I think also we're taking cheap shots at the folks who sent in because we still have a slew. We'll save those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.